If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. In the name of Jesus,
I Jesu navn,
I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Saturday night, 8 to 10. I'm your host, DJD. Guess what? It's your time for your Saturday night spooky tune fest. It's your Dark Entries Goth Radio. Here till 10 o'clock, bringing you tonight a lot of synthy type stuff and spooky tunes. Stretching everything from synthy type stuff to doom metal to industrial to trad goth to dark wave to the death rock and the horror. You kids like the spooky movies and such? Anyway, 803-576-9872 is the number to call. It's 803-576-WUSC, and I'm your host, DJD, and we'll be talking about American Horror Shorty tonight, because I've got some thoughts, kids. I got some thoughts. And as we're coming down from Halloween and having our little Halloween hangover, still continuing, going to have a lot of synth in the first half tonight. Also going to do an industrial set later, and also an international set. I'm going to be all over the map coming up on the first half. Words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie and your request. It's 349 days till Halloween, kids, and this is your Dark Entries Goth Radio. Let's go. Right, starting off with some Boy Harsher from the album that came out this year. That's a track that's called Tears. That album is definitely going to make it on my Best of 2019 show that I do every December. So toward the end of the year, not sure exactly what day, obviously sometime toward the end of December, I'll get that show on. And yeah, that album's definitely going to get in there. I'm looking forward to it. I'm actually slowly adding on to that list right now and kind of putting it together, as well as the Christmas show coming up. So speaking of holiday shows, the Halloween show is available on the podcast, which you can find at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. And going to be putting some more updates as well. Just got my hands on an episode that I thought was lost, actually, from a few weeks ago that I didn't upload, but I'm going to probably have that uploaded hopefully tomorrow night. And I'm actually a little out of breath. I'm sorry, I'm kind of out of breath. I had to run down the hall for a second during that song, and I tried to make it back in time. I came flying in, and now I'm all huffing and puffing. All right, so Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm going to sit here and try to compose myself and actually talk. So, a lot to talk about. First of all, let's get some announcements and things out of the way. If you want to be part of Columbia's film scene, Bad Girls, Chris Bickle's new movie, is being shot this weekend. They started last weekend. They're shooting tomorrow this weekend, from what I understand. They might actually be shooting as we speak right now. I know we need some help with it right now. Need some crew members, particularly a sound guy. So if you're, just for this weekend, actually. So if you're someone who's experienced in filmmaking, and especially like behind-the-scenes type stuff, if you've been a crew member, if you've ran sound, if you've done things like that, grip work or whatever, I'm sure they could probably use your help. You can hit me up here at the station. Give me a call, 803-576-9872, and I can pass your information on. I'm somewhat involved in the production myself, so I may be talking about it as the months go on, the next couple months as production happens. So, and actually, I think there may be an opportunity coming up next month to be part of a crowd scene, maybe an extra in it. So as I know a little bit more about that, I'll give you guys more announcements about that kind of thing. So stay tuned for that. But definitely support Columbia's film scene for sure. His last film, The Theta Girl, went really, really well and won quite a few awards. And if you want to see it, you can see it on Amazon. And if you pay attention, you can actually possibly spot me in it in a few scenes, actually. I kind of show up a couple of times. So that's that. Also, next week's going to be a really amazing show. The man himself, Corey Davis. Corey, your rock bottom Davis, one of Columbia's hometown heroes, is actually going to be here in the studio with me. I'm going to interview him about all of his upcoming projects. We're going to be talking about Jet Girl. We're going to be talking about Shadow Club Karma. We're going to talk about everything else he's got coming up. He's got a slew of animation projects coming up that are going to be pretty solid, and he's looking to reclaim Saturday morning cartoons with Jet Boy, so I really can't wait to find out what happens with that. And I've seen quite a bit of the early stuff of Jet Boy. It all looks good. The comics are amazing. Everything he touches is turning out to be pretty good, so definitely tune in for that one next week when he's here. He's going to be here live in the studio with me, so that's going to be fun. What else we got coming up? Fundraiser week technically sort of is over, but we're still doing fundraiser stuff, so if you want to donate to the station, it would be much appreciated. It's easier than ever to do that. You can actually just go on to wusc.sc.edu and check out the donate button near the top and do that. We're actually trying to raise $14,000 to maintain our operations and keep us on the air. Our goal for this semester is to crowdfund about $5,000. And all of that goes directly into the station, and it helps you to listen to Dark Entries Goth Radio and all the other shows we have here. So we don't really sell much of anything, but if you donate, we can actually we can give away some little prizes and things and gifts and things. So anyway, check out the button up there at the top of the page there, and you can find all the details. But we do this a couple times a year, and it's what basically keeps us running. So it's incredibly important. I try to actually donate myself when I can. So so if you have it in you to do that, definitely do that. It'd be much appreciated. In the past, it was a little bit harder to do. You had to call up and give us a credit card number. We wrote down the information, and it was a whole thing. And then you had to come to the station. It was a whole thing. It's actually super easy now. So, yeah, really appreciate anything that you could do if you have it in you to do it. So That's that. How was Halloween, kids? God, what is this? This is the 16th. Was I here last week? Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, I guess we talked about Halloween last week. I still have a few things sitting out that I actually haven't even put up. Decorations and things that I haven't actually put away yet. I just can't get into the Christmas mode yet. And other holiday modes. These days I'm doing Christmas and Hanukkah, so it's full on holiday mode, I guess, coming up, and I'm trying to slowly shift gears into that. So, but it's, you know, retail does it for you whether you want to do it or not. So it's all over the place. Also, this is the first year that I don't have live cable, like actual proper cable. So I can't turn the TV on and see all the litany of holiday specials and television coming at you. You know, all the Lifetime movies. Although I'm kind of a sucker for that, I'll be the first to admit. You put Donica McKellar in a Lifetime Christmas movie where she's a business lady who has left town and suddenly has to come back to her hometown, and she's lost her Christmas spirit, and she's going to fall in love with, like, the hunky guy that sells Christmas trees who may or may not be her ex-boyfriend from high school, and she has to do this and also save the bakery. I'm there pretty much every single time because I need to know if Winnie Cooper's going to save that damn bakery. I know she is, and I know she's going to fall for the hunky guy who may or may not be her ex-boyfriend, but there's always that slight chance it may not happen. I don't know. So, I'm a sucker for it every single time. All right, so tonight's show, Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie, coming up at 9 o'clock, and also we get into some industrial stuff later. Also, I'm in a metal mood, sort of a doom thrashy sort of black metal mood. So I may end the show, or I may even sneak some of that stuff in a little bit earlier, but I'm going to finish strong with like an industrial metal type stuff as we get into Death Drive 90.5. But first half's going to be all synth. We're going to have an industrial set coming up. I'm sorry, not industrial, but an international set coming up a little bit later where we're going to be all over the map. But to kick things off is just a straightforward, obscure synthy type set. No particular theme here at all, just a lot of lost synthy sort of classics. So enjoy, and we'll be right back after this.
There's no tears.
Paparazzi with a track called In the Matter of Speaking. That's what you just heard, rounding out the obscure synth poppy set. Kicking off, there was some stuff from A Drop in the Gray with a track called All the Same. Evening Legions after that with Your Dimension and VHF in there with Key to My Heart. And then we just heard Paparazzi. You are tuned into Dark Entries Goth Radio, South Carolina's only source weekly for goth, dark wave, death rock, synth pop. Obscure synth poppy stuff, international synth poppy stuff, which you're going to hear, and post-punk in just a minute. We're going to have an international post-punk slash goth set coming up in just a couple minutes here. And, yeah, I got some requests in industrial in the second half. We're going to get into some metal. We're going to get into whatever else you want to hear. 803-576-9872 is the number to call for that one. And, yeah, we'll see what we can do. And words of wisdom from old Charlie Poo coming up after the next set. But right now, though, kids, have you seen the American Horror Story 1984? Because we have got to talk. I'm a big American Horror Story fan anyway, and I'm hesitant to get into it too much because I don't want to get into spoiler territory, but the season that just wrapped, which is only eight episodes long, was set in 1984, because it's called 1984, at a summer camp involving a slasher. So it's checking off 1,000 boxes for me. And there were so many tropes and references to 80s slashers movies all throughout this thing, especially in the last couple episodes. It was so good. It's so cheesy and it's so bonkers. I mean, everything about the show, I'm talking in general, like past seasons and everything, is kind of pushing the envelope and kind of over the top anyway. But in this one in particular, they kind of amped the wackiness up to like 11, because I mean, it's always been a little bit out there, but and had a little bit of a twisted sense of humor about it, but this time around it was just pure 80s cheese and they just really went for it, and I loved every single minute of it. And I love anything to do with Billy Lord and Emma Roberts together. I'm a huge American Horror Story fan and a huge Scream Queens fan. And it's killing me that there's probably not ever going to be another season of Scream Queens. But those two on screen together are just like magic. And they're both so good in this, especially Billy Lord. Like, she really kills it in this. But okay, so in one other season before, and I think it was Hotel, there was a scene involving the ghost of Richard Ramirez, Jeffrey Dahmer, Eileen Wuornos, and I want to say John Wayne Gacy, I think, was also in it. Who else was in that thing? It was around, it was a bunch of serial killers, like, in hell or in purgatory, all sitting around having dinner. It was so great. And so Ramirez plays a big role in this season. And I don't want to get into it too much, but there's a scene involving Richard Ramirez and Kaja Gugu. Yes. Richard Ramirez and the band Kaja Gugu had a run-in. And the ghost of Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker himself, in a show that's set in 1984 about a summer camp slasher. Like, it's like they just made a show tailor-made for me and for you and for anyone else who loves horror. So, yeah, I love that show. All right, what do we got? Hey, let's not waste any more time. So, what about the international set, Deej? How about we get on that? So, we are going to be around the world on this one. We're going to visit Yugoslavia. We're going to be in Serbia. We're going to be in Sweden. We're going to end up in Norway by the time the whole thing's done. But we're going to start out in Russia with something that Ipsy turned me on to a few years ago. And I kind of forgot about it. I made the mistake of forgetting about it. I want to introduce you to it, but I'm going to say this with a caveat. You're going to love the song, hopefully. But more so, when we get back and we talk about who it's by and what's going on, you've got to see the video, because this thing is about... it's all about the video, you guys. So we're going to start out in Russia, where their international synth-pop set, or post-punk set. A band called Alliance. The track is called Nazara, which translates into At Dawn. Be back after the set, and we got to talk.
Земной росы. Oh my God.
All right, Garden of Delight, rounding out our international set there. I think they pulled off pretty well. We started off with Alliance with Nazar, which I guess translates into At Dawn. That was Russian and fantastic, not only for the track, but you need to see this video if you have not seen it. The band's called Alliance, and the track is called Nazara. Two different words, N-A and then Z-A-R-E. Just look that up on your YouTube machine, and you'll thank me, trust me. Boya after that with Kafa Na Nudunak, you know, don't. It's Cafe on the Ocean Bottom, that's what it translates into. That's okay. Paraf after that, who I've played on the show a few times before, and with a track that translates into Departure. I'm not even going to bother trying to pronounce the Yugoslavian original thing. And that's from an album that I was just talking to Ipsy about, that I kind of like fall back on the album that came from, and he's like, oh, you gotta listen to the other one because it's so much better, or has some synth parts and stuff. So I'd never ever pay attention to that other album, so I'm gonna change that. Drown after that, that's Swedish with a track called Less, and you just heard Garden of Delight, Norwegian band with a track called Blessed Minutes. And you are listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, and we have about 60 more Blessed Minutes. Segway on the show, and we are going to get into some industrial stuff and some metal stuff and some requested stuff in the second half and throw some stuff against a wall and see what sticks, because old DJ's looking at the playlist and realizing that there's probably not enough in the playlist to fill up the entire hour, so we're going to see what happens. So if you have any requests, now's the time. 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC, and we'll see what we can do. We're going to get into some more, maybe a little bit more Halloween talk in the second half, because that never is old. And we'll talk about some movies. Oh, let's talk about some movies some more, because I saw Dr. Sleep last night, so I want to talk about that. Okay, all of that coming up in the second half on WSC 90.5 FM Columbia, broadcasting at HD1. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. We'll be right back with your words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie right after this.
On the road again.
Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Okay, hello, I'm Roscoe from Rotterdam, and you're listening to WSC FM Columbia. Great radio show.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
You're listening to WUSC-FM and HD1 Columbia.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked, ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
I live where there's no TV, there's no radio, there's no clocks. There's no electric lights. The girls carry water. They don't wear makeup. They have their babies by themselves. They go in the shack and squat down and have their babies. I live on the ground. I live on the earth. I lived in Hollywood, and I had all that. The Rolls Royce and the Ferrari and the pad in Beverly Hills. I had the surfboard and the Beach Boys and the Beasties and the Neil Diamond and the Rob Scott and the Jimmy Griffin and Elvis Presley's and Mesca Vestley's and all them guys. The Dina Martins and the Nancy Sinatras and the Gaffer Suffering. Will you do it to me? I hear you do it good, honey, and all that kind of, will you come up to my house later? So I went through all that and I seen that was a bigger prison than the one I just got out of, and I really didn't care to go back to prison. Prison doesn't begin and end at the gate. Prison is in the mind. It's locked in one world that's dead and dying, or it's open to a world that's free and alive.
Yeah.
America. She's a phenomenon. She started out with a local horror show here in Los Angeles. Now she has syndicated weekends all over the country. She has a line of movie tapes. She has a line of comic books. And her Halloween costume this year was the biggest selling costume of any Halloween costume ever. But it looks a lot better on her. So let's see her fill it out. Elvira. Elvira. Thank you very much. I love. Well, now, is that a costume or is that what you? Because you, is that you?
Yes, Joan, it's all me here. Yeah, this is how I look normally. I unfortunately can't wear a costume for Halloween.
Because you could really think of yourself as a vampire.
No, and I'm not really a vampire, you know. I'm sort of more like, well, I have vampires in my blood. I mean, my grandmother was a vampire, my grandfather was a ghoul, and then my mother married a TV critic, and I don't know what happened.
We'll be right back.
Skinny Puppy rounding up the industrial set because, well, that's just kind of the law around here. You do an industrial set, you work in Skinny Puppy somehow. It's just how it is. Just roll with it. That was a long set, actually. Had our words of wisdom in there, and we followed that up with some Witch Helm, which I just discovered today, actually. The track was called Fuka. Requested Depressor in there from Ipsy with a track on Mammoth that was actually pretty solid and kicked off a really interesting discussion on the Facebook page right now. As I do every week, I post a post about the show coming up just before I go to do it, or you know, a few hours before I go to do it, and then we put in like an official comment thread, and then we all reply directly to that comment thread and have an ongoing, continuing like conversation throughout the show, and then I address it and blah blah blah. And, you know, you regulars who've been around, you know how this works. Well, tonight the comment thread's all wonky. Ipsy put some jive-ass comment up there and ended up like breaking all of Facebook, and now the comments aren't coming in order like they're supposed to do. So I don't know what he did. I don't know what kind of juju he worked on it, but yeah, it's all cattywampus right now. What do we got? And that kicked off that set there. After the Depressor, then we got into some industrial stuff. And speaking of requests, I followed up with Electric Hellfire Club with a track called Mr. 44 that goes out to our old pal Chris Santiago, who's a longtime listener and loyal listener. So that goes out to him and also his mom, who's sweet enough to give me his request. Frontline Assembly after that with relatively new stuff from them, actually, from this year, with a track called Hateful from the new album called Wake Up the Coma. Rise Fuber and Blush Response after that, relatively new stuff from them as well, with a track called Dissipate. And then we, of course, ended things with not at all new Skinny Puppy with Far Too Frail on your Dark Entries Goth Radio program. And we got about 15 minutes left, I guess, in the show. And yeah, let's see what we can do here. I think we're going to take it back to the Batcave here in a minute and get to some old school trad goth type stuff before we wrap it up and Death Jive 90.5 comes in. I wanted to talk to you real quick about Dr. Sleep. I saw it last night. I read the book a few years ago. I read it in kind of a weird way. I was actually on my way to D.C. I was going to fly up to D.C. to visit some friends for a weekend. And I was just finishing up The Shining. I was like, okay, well, Dr. Sleep had just come out, and I hadn't read The Shining in like years. So I pulled that back out, gave it another read. And I have this very distinct memory of actually like sitting in the airport in Charlotte, waiting on my flight to show up, and like finishing up The Shining, putting it down, and then picking up Dr. Sleep. I didn't miss a beat and just picked the next one up and went straight into it. And I sat there for a really long time waiting on this flight to come because I just had plenty of time to kill. And I guess I read a few chapters and then finally it showed up. And I read it on the plane and then like read it on the plane on the way back and everything. So like that whole book is like in my head forever tied to like a trip to D.C. But anyway, I remember thinking at the time that as far as the book goes, that, and it was good. I'm not disparaging because, you know, it's modern Stephen King, which I know a lot of people land in different places on him as far as like modern stuff goes. It's kind of hit and miss sometimes, but I really dug it. The only criticism I had for it is that at the time the book felt like he had a really cool idea for a book that he really wanted to write, and that he just kind of shoehorned in like a Shining connection to it, you know. I mean, honestly, the book has very little to do with The Shining aside from a few chapters in the very beginning and then again at the very end. You know, kind of sets it up at the end, just kind of brings it back around at the end. But like, honestly, you could have cut those chapters out, you know, four chapters maybe, and changed the name of the protagonist from Danny Torrance to whatever name, and then you would have had an entire complete book that would have had nothing to do with The Shining whatsoever. It just felt like he sort of wanted to make those connections. Like he just wanted to marry that together because, like, oh, it'll sell books, you know. They'll make a movie out of it, so of course, you know. So I don't know. I don't know what his thinking was, but, you know, it really was almost unnecessary, really, to even have The Shining connection. But and then, of course, marketing-wise, they make a movie out of this thing. Well, you got to play this up, you know. It's we got to get butts in seats. So the marketing for the movie really played up The Shining connection, as you can see from the trailers. And I think the film also really plays it up much more than the book did. And you see that much more in the end, I think. But yeah, in various ways, especially near the end, the Shining connection is much stronger. And I think it's for the better, honestly. I think, honestly, it's one of those few times where I think I enjoyed the movie actually much more than the book. They kind of gave me what I wanted out of a Shining sequel that maybe the book didn't. So, as far as imagery and callbacks and references, and I mean, the whole last half hour is pretty damn solid if you're a Shining fan. So, and I am, and I would assume that most people listening to the show right now are too. So, and here's the I need to start. I think I'm gonna create a new segment on the show called DJ's Name Drop Corner. Because here comes the name drop. So back in January, I went to, was it January? March, sorry. Back in March, I went to, drove to Cincinnati to visit my buddy Brian from Review the World to go to a horror convention called Horror Hounds. And, oh yeah, I met Christina Ricci. Yeah, that happened. I may have mentioned that a time or 12. And Fariza Balk as well. But anyway, so there were tons of people there, tons of other celebrities, and one of them was Steven Weber from, of course, Wings, and then from the other Shining adaptation that Stephen King actually likes. And we got to talk to him for a bit. Brian and I stood and talked to him for quite a while. And Brian had actually never seen the Shining TV miniseries, which is pretty good. I mean, it's no Kubrick, but it's, if you want a faithful adaptation of the book, that's the way to go for sure. It's the one that King was actually involved in. Of course, you know, most of you, I'm sure, know King famously hates the movie, but yeah, Steve Weber's a nice guy, and I really kind of dug that miniseries. I remember when it came on, it's got Rebecca De Mornay in it, I think. But so this doesn't really spoil much of anything at all as far as the movie goes, because this was in the trailer, I think, for Dr. Sleep. I believe it's in the trailer, and it was announced way before the movie came out, but you do see Wendy Torrance actually plays a small part in it, the character of Wendy Torrance, and the actress they got to play her does a pretty solid job. I mean, about as good as you can do as far as someone trying to be Shelley Duvall, which is kind of hard to do, because in terms of even just looking, because Shelley Duvall has such a distinct look about her, or did back then, and had a really distinctive way of sort of talking. And I think this actress, I don't know her name, I think she really nailed it. I mean, she really had, like, her cadence down and, like, her way of talking and her voice and her mannerisms. And they did a really good job of, like, the wardrobe and everything. And I mean, I think about as good as you could ever get in terms of someone just trying to, you know, pretend to be Whitney Torrance. It was pretty solid. So, yeah, go see Dr. Sleep. I give it the Dark Entry's seal of approval. I've heard mixed things about this Countdown that's out now. We almost actually went to see that last night instead, but I'm going to catch that at some point. The reviews don't look so good. I don't really put too much stock in that. One quick thought on that before I move on. My take on reviews in general, I don't really read them too much. I rarely even watch trailers anymore for big tentpole movies. If it's something that I know I'm going to actually see anyway, something like Dr. Sleep, I rarely ever watch a trailer anymore for something that I know I'm already going to see, because there's just too much is given away. But, and I don't read reviews too often, but what I do like to see is whether or not the reviews are good or bad or polarizing, because polarizing is the thing for me. If it's blah, ambivalent, then it's probably not going to be that good. If it's really pissing everybody off, and everyone is loving it and everyone falls into one or two camps, I've got to see that, because that's my kind of thing. You know, I want to see something that actually has a solid reaction, you know. There's a podcast that I won't name, but I listen to it on a regular basis. And I don't know why I won't name it, but it's people that I know host it. But recently they on the episode, the two hosts were just going on about how they hated Joker. Absolutely hate the Joker movie, the recent one. And it's just, and I think it comes down to, like, they're just not the audience for it, because these two guys just don't like particularly violent films. They don't like horror films. They don't particularly care a thing about the sort of the film history behind something like Joker. I mean, they don't really care a thing about, you know, the connections or the references to Taxi Driver or King of Comedy or anything. They sort of famously don't like anything violent or anything in the horror realm, and they actually really like Batman and Robin for some reason over Burton's first Batman film, which, you know, is sin number one for me. And so I don't really, if those are your taste, you know, if you champion Batman and Robin and you hate the first Batman film, which is literally my favorite movie of all time, and you don't particularly care for horror, you don't think that Taxi Driver was a good movie, you don't understand that sort of cinema, then I mean this in the nicest way, I don't really take your opinion for much of anything, because you're clearly not the crowd for Joker. I clearly am. Let's go Trad Goff and go back to the Batcave a little bit before we round this thing out. We're going to get back into horror before we get out of here. Death Drive 9.5 is coming on pretty soon, hopefully. Dark Entry's Goff Radio is on the radio. Here we go. Just about ready to get out of here. That was a little specimen ending things with Dead Man's Auto Chop. We have one last proper track to get out of here, and then we're done. Then we have our required Rocky Horror. And then the Beth Metal Show on the radio, Death Drive 9.5 is coming on, so stay tuned for that. That'll be on until 12 o'clock. So, yeah, he is on the scene like a metal machine. And so, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say all my official goodbyes right now. I'm actually not going to come back on and do my usual goodbyes. Go ahead and knock it out now. So we're going to have one last proper track, one solid metal track to end things that way. And then we'll have our Rocky Horror, and then stay tuned for Death Drive 90.5. So thanks for listening tonight. I'm DJD. As always, you can catch this on the podcast at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. Going to upload, hopefully, a couple of episodes tomorrow and get caught up a little bit. And definitely tune in next week, because we're going to have the one and only Corey Rockbottom Davis, Columbia's own, in the studio here for an interview, talking about Jet Boy and Shadow Club Karma and all the other things that he's involved in, that I'm actually somewhat also involved in. So we may be talking about that. So, yeah, it's going to be good next week. And you can catch me on the Twitter at @DarkEntriesDJD and on the Facebook page for Dark Entries Goth Radio. So stay tuned. Rocky Horror coming up in just a second, and then Death Threat 9.5. We're going to end things right now in a metal way with a little death yell. Confession after death. See you next week, kids, as always. Keep it spooky.
I'm Well, we got